Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Tuesday, 9th of January, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to see a gap-up start as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 125 points. In the previous trading session, the BSE Sensex and Nifty 50 plunged nearly 1%, weighed majorly by banking and financial services names and heightened volatility after US Treasury yields rose back above 4% mark. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see an immediate resistance at 21,538 levels, while on the lower side, it can take a support at 21,486 levels. Some of the top stocks to watch in today's trading session are Bajaj Auto. After the auto giant approved 4,000 crore rupees buyback via a tender offer, it plans to buy back 40 lakh fully paid up equity shares of 10 rupees face value at 10,000 rupees apiece. Secondly, Zee Entertainment shares may hog limelight after reports suggested that Sony Group is planning to call off the $10 billion merger pact with the company. Thirdly, Adani Group companies will also share some limelight in today's trading session after the conglomerate signed a memorandum of understanding to invest over 42,000 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. Finally, the stock of GSFC will gain certain limelight after the company commissioned a manufacturing plant at Fertilizer Nagar in Vadodara for the production of ammonium sulfate. So do watch out for these names. Now shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have fared. Overnight, mega cap tech stocks drove major averages in the US higher. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite Index rallied up to 2%, while Dow Jones ended 0.6% higher. That apart, US Treasury yields slipped marginally but stayed above 4% mark as investors await a series of economic data and comments of Federal Reserve officials throughout the week. The US dollar index, on the other hand, also cooled off from the highs and slipped below 102 levels. Later this week, investors will pass through a pair of key inflation readings to gain clarity into the path forward for rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. The December Consumer Price Index is set to release on Thursday, followed by the Producer Price Index on Friday. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets rose across the board this morning, rebounding from a sell-off in the previous session. Investors assessed December inflation numbers for Japan, where an inflation rate slowed to 2.4% from 2.6% in the previous month. Australia's retail sales for November 2023 also rose more than expected, gaining 2% month-on-month and beating economists' expectations of 1.2%. As a result, the Australian S&P 200 index climbed by over 1%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 index bobbed 1% as well. Apart from that, South Korea's KOSPI advanced 0.7% despite heavyweight Samsung Electronics cut its earnings forecast for the fourth quarter of 2023. Now, in today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Tanvi Kanchan of Anand Rathi Shares and Stockbrokers who shares her take on how investors should approach mid and small cap stocks.
We began 2023 with the apprehensions, including the possibility of continued rise in inflation, rising risk aversions, and a recession in developed economies. But in the majority of the instances, the actual events transpired more favorably than anticipated. Broader index Nifty surpassed almost 20% returns in the last year, its eighth consecutive year of positive performance, underscoring its resilience amid various challenges. Despite grappling with significant headwinds, including global monetary tightening, particularly through US Fed hikes, the Indian economy and the stock market demonstrated notable strength throughout the year. One of the key events to look at in the current year would be the general election set in the first half of the year, where the first half is to be driven by government spending, and post the election, we can expect the investment growth to be re-accelerated, led by private sectors. The consensus anticipates a continuation of softer inflation, a gradual but early cut in the monetary policy rates in major industrialized countries, and the absence of at least an annual recession in both US and Euro area. One of the key risks that we are looking at is exposure to significant global risk, such as recession in developed nations, a more gradual relaxation of monetary policy than anticipated, potential for corrections in the developed nations like US economy. Moreover, the Indian economy is also conflicted with substantial risk due to excessive fiscal deficits and public debt levels in the United States, higher than anticipated unemployment rates in the developing nation, and ongoing geopolitical uncertainties are few of the key risks that Indian economy also has to go through. The substantial inflow in Indian markets, particularly in the recent IPOs that we saw, indicates that investors continue to maintain a positive outlook regarding the Indian markets. However, the current year is not without volatility. And with that, asset allocation is an important step to manage personal finances. Volatility is an underlying risk associated with individual assets. And with the year that we saw last year, a right asset allocation is the one to manage the risk or the drawdown on the portfolio during such uncertain times. Given the markets, both globally and domestically, continue to trade around record levels, we're likely to witness enhanced volatility in the times to come, and hence it'll be prudent for investors to focus more on large caps and also in terms of having a good debt allocation in their portfolio, as the run-up in mid and small cap has been extensively higher than your large cap. Now, when we look at asset allocation strategy, one needs to look at a well-diversified portfolio, which, as I mentioned, is a key to manage your risk and also ensure that there is low deviation from the expected outcome. While everyone's risk-taking capabilities differ, there is also various measures to understand your risk tolerance. And investors who are invested in the equity market for a long term need to understand that short-term volatility will persist. And for this precise reason, they need to have a cushion in the portfolio that kind of prevents them from these short-term jumps.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.